Welcome back, 416, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Paige Winfield Cunningham, Washington Times political reporter. Got a story in today's paper, both parties wield health care law to their advantage. Hello, Paige, how are you?
Hi, Andy, I'm doing well.
Good. The left thinks it's the greatest thing on earth and the right doesn't. Is that what I take away from your story today?
Mixed bag. Both sides, of course, are trying to spin this now to their advantage. You're seeing Republicans a little bit more eager to talk about the health care law, especially in the Senate races, where you have candidates like George Allen running against Tim Kaine in Virginia,
sure.
Josh Mandel running in Ohio against Sherrod Brown, Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin for Herb Kohl's seat, really, really trying to raise political support for their support of the health care law, you know, accusing them of supporting a law that cuts Medicare, talking about the taxes that it raises, of course, that's one of their newest themes. Now after the Supreme Court's ruling that the penalty for failing to purchase insurance is a tax, that's a lot of what we're hearing. Senate Democrats are a little bit less willing to talk about it. I think they see it as a little bit more of a liability. But, you know, but you are seeing this kind of all over the place, this talk about the health care bill.
Yeah. Anybody talking about the fact that we really don't know what's in it? It's really difficult to understand it. I mean, look, it's 2,700 pages. Has anyone really read it all?
I think that's why it's such great political fodder, because most people, most Americans, are incredibly confused about what's in the law, and polls have shown that the public's knowledge of and information about the law hasn't actually improved in the 2 years since it was passed. And so you're right, it's so huge that you really can kind of pick and choose, you know, different things out of the law to kind of spin it. And so it's a great political opportunity, really.
Yeah. Now the super PACs are geared up for the fight, right?
They are. We're seeing a lot of focus by the super PACs on this. American Crossroads GPS, of course, one of the largest conservative super PACs, just launched a $2.5 million ad attacking John Tester in Montana and Sherrod Brown, as I mentioned him before, in Ohio, and Tim Kaine in Virginia. We're seeing a lot of spending by Americans for Prosperity is another big one, spending $9 million on a new campaign in 12 swing states. 60-plus Association, the Conservative Seniors Group. So, a lot of talk about the health care law. They're really hoping to capitalize off of it.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that a lot of people would think that it would just be on the national level. It would be right versus left on this. But they really are directing the advertising to specific markets where the vote is very, very important. You mentioned one locally right in our backyard, George Allen, Tim Kaine. I can see why they wanted to devote a lot of money to that, because quite frankly, George Allen, if he gets in, he could be, you know, he could be the difference in making up a Republican Senate.
Yeah, he absolutely could be. I mean, we're just looking at the difference of a couple seats here that Republicans need to win to take majority, and we've got these key states. And, of course, the Democrats that are running in the more conservative states are really feeling threatened. In fact, we've seen a couple House Democrats join Republicans last week to vote to repeal the law, because they're recognizing that their constituents is not popular among their constituents, and it's really a liability for them.
Hey, let's talk about the ads themselves. Is the truth important in this advertising, or is that just an obstacle?
Absolutely not. And that goes for both sides. Republicans running for Senate have really pressed, accused their opponents of supporting a law that is a government takeover of health care. And that's something we're hearing a lot. It's not really true. I mean, it's not what the folks on the left want. It's certainly not a single-payer system. It's a system that still works through private insurance, where Americans can obtain tax credits to buy private insurance plans. So that's really not accurate, but, you know, you're not really, they're not really letting up that, on that point. And you hear Democrats, just talking about how Republicans are trying to protect insurance companies, supposedly. And actually, a new thing that Democrats have seized on is that the health care law actually kicks lawmakers off of the federal health care program, which right now they're actually able to stay on that insurance program for life. The health care law undoes that. And so Democrats are saying, hey, in trying to repeal this law, you Republicans are trying to make sure that you get this, you know, extra special great health insurance coverage for the rest of your lives. They've really seized on that. So all kinds of messages flying around.
Yeah. You know, it occurs to me with all the money being spent by these political parties and super PACs, we could pay for a lot of x-rays, you know.
Take all that money, put it, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of depressing, really.
Yeah, I know. All right, I know you're working on another story right now regarding the defense bills in the House. It appears that the vote will come down sometime this week, and this is all over the threat of the $500 billion in defense cuts, right? Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the bill this week is the defense appropriations bill. The problem is House Republicans actually really are ignoring in this bill the cuts that are supposed to take place at the end of the year. So there's none of what's happening this week is really solving the problem. And the real fight is going to be at the end of the year when we're seeing these sequestration cuts that lawmakers agreed to last summer as part of the deal to raise the debt ceiling. Those are supposed to kick in January. Neither side wants them to kick in, but there's no real consensus on how to avoid them. Republicans are saying we can't dip into defense this much. They want to draw from food stamps, other social programs. Democrats say no. So this is kind of setting up the fight for the end of the year.
All right. And this is a vote for show, not necessarily go. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, no one really thinks it's going to go anywhere. It's kind of just Republicans saying, hey, we want to make this a big issue. You know, this is kind of where we're putting our foot down. But, they're going to have to, be willing to negotiate. We saw former Vice President Dick Cheney's actually on the Hill today to talk to House Republican leaders about how to avoid those defense cuts. No one really knows, you know, what the final deal is going to look like.
All right, and we don't have a specific day this week that the vote will take place?
They're supposed to start debating actually tomorrow and vote Friday. And actually, they're also going to vote on Friday on a bill requiring the Obama administration to outline exactly how they would implement those defense cuts. So that's kind of signifies that House Republicans kind of want to put the president on the line here, force him to go on the record, and that's something they can use against him in the fall election.
Yeah, what a game this is. And, boy, we still have 4 more months to go. Think about that.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Yep. All right, Paige, thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Paige Winfield Cunningham, Washington Times political reporter. Great story in the paper today. Both parties wield health care law to their advantage. 424, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.